He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the game day edition. The Texans have now lost two in a row. They fell to the Ravens by a score of 41-13, and they killed themselves with turnovers and penalties. But before we get into that, the 2009 Texans cheerleader calendar is on sale now at the Go Texans store and online. Go to HoustonTexans.com for more information.
I-72!
The Texans prepared themselves for a low-scoring defensive battle against the Ravens. That's what the game was through the first half. The Texans were only down by 6 points at halftime, and they were close despite giving up a safety on a holding call and throwing an interception at the one-yard line. On that play, Sage Rosenfels, who was starting for Matt Schaub, tried to hit Owen Daniels at the back of the end zone. Coach Gary Kupiak said he was happy with the call.
Oh, yeah, I had no problem with that. I enjoyed doing that. We've been successful doing that, and we had a play we should be successful on again, but that's the way it goes. It didn't happen. Wish I wouldn't have now.
The coach was not happy with the four interceptions that Rosenfels threw, but he also took responsibility for putting the quarterback in bad positions.
I have to go back and look at them. The first one we had, OD in the back of the end zone, play we worked all week. I got to see what happened, why we couldn't get it there. It's hard to see from the sideline sometimes. I think one of the balls was tipped, maybe two of them were tipped, he's trying to make plays there at the end, and I'll probably put him in some tough situations as a coach, so I'll take responsibility for that.
The Texans got within six in the third quarter after Rosenfels hit Kevin Walter with a 60-yard touchdown pass. The team then fell apart on both sides of the ball. Rosenfels threw two interceptions in the fourth quarter, and the defense was called for pass interference twice in the end zone.
Well, I mean, we fell apart at a certain part in the football game. We're in a tough football game against a good team, and midway or late in the third quarter, and then just kind of self-destructed. But to give them credit, they did a hell of a job, and obviously did a poor job having our guys ready to play in the second half.
As always, thanks for listening to the Texans Today Game Day Edition. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
It's football time in Houston. Yeah,